Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1040. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif, Emre Baron Zis, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Lerafua Shalema Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina Shtaka, Lerafua Shalema Pesach Shachar Lisrol. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so last year we started to talk about the inyan of brought down the Shulchan Aruch in reference to allergy, moss, and mold, these type of things that grow sometimes on pails, sometimes on walls, and these type of things that one is not allowed to uproot it, to scrape it off, and so on. And that taka be a malacha, one would taka be chayy for the malacha of koitzer, toilish, which is the tolda of koitzer. So I just want to read a little bit from the Sefer Lamates Malachas, how he explains it, very, very beautiful as always. He says like this, on page 283 in the malacha of koitzer reaping, he says, scraping away moss or allergy. Virtually all forms of plant life, right, important thing to keep in mind, all forms of plant life, even those that do not grow naturally from the ground, like we explained from the Mishnah Berurah, are all included in the malacha of koitzer. Therefore, it's taka aser, therefore it's taka prohibited to scrape away moss, which is, he just explains, a velvet plant growth that develops on damp wood. You have it sometimes on wood, you have it on rocks, you have it on moist soil, right? We saw in the Mishnah Berurah, you have it on a pail sometimes, you have it on bricks, these type of things. So you're not allowed to scrape away this moss, this allergy, whatever it is, from a surface upon which it naturally develops. Okay. He explains further that removing the moss from its natural growing surface, for example, the damp wood, you have a lot of times you have it on wood, a lot of times it's green moss, right? So removing the moss from its natural growing surface, the damp wood, or from the damp rocks or whatever it is, you have it a lot of times near water, near a lake and these type of things. So it's equivalent to uprooting any plant from its source of growth. Okay, and therefore it's the malacha, it runs under the malacha of koitzer, mamish min ha-tayra. Like we saw, the Mishnah Berurah told us one would talk be chayiv if they scrape it off. Similarly, scraping off allergy that develops on the walls of swimming pools, for example, would talk also be usher on Shabbos to scrape it off under the malacha of koitzer. Okay, he goes on to say, further does the Sefer Lamates Malachas, that even mushrooms and truffles, which are not botanically identified as plants, grows from spores and so on, these type of things, like we said last year, but even mushrooms and truffles may not be pulled up from the ground, because this is usually when they're on the ground, they can't be pulled up from the ground because the soil provides their source of growth, even though, again, it does not grow the same way other plantation does. And he explains further, interesting, a little bit side subject from our halachas, from our brachas, shiurim. He says, in other areas, says the Sefer Lamates Malachas, other areas of halacha, like hilchas brachas, mushrooms are not classified as growing, quote-unquote, growing from the ground. For example, before eating a mushroom, the bracha is a shahakal. And we don't say a mushroom is a hadama, we say it's a shahakal, because it grows differently. Shahakal is appropriate, for example, for milk, water, and foods that do not grow from the ground. Now, he explains further that the bracha of hadama for vegetables and the like is not recited before mushrooms. However, with respect to the malacha, so that's as far as the bracha goes. So as far as the bracha goes, there is a distinction between regular vegetables, items that really, you know, grow from the ground, and mushrooms, which grow a little bit differently. It's not 100% from the ground. But however, that's as far as the bracha. But however, with respect to the malacha of koitzer, as far as hilchas Shabbos goes, okay, however, with respect to the malacha of koitzer, they are regarded, these mushrooms and truffles are regarded halachically as plant life. Once it's halachically regarded as plant life, then uprooting them from its source of nutrition is aser to do, and it's taka chai, because, as explained, the soil provides the conditions for their growth, and uprooting them would be the malacha of koitzer. Okay, now he just goes on to say something which we mentioned a couple of shiurim ago, removing growing beans or seeds from a jar of water. I'm just mentioning it, even though we mentioned it last time, because of the fact he does bring it down on that same page on 283, that beans or seeds that were put in water, we saw this from the Sefer Lav, from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, beans or seeds that were put in water, actually we saw it from the Sefer Shabbos home, who brought it down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, beans or seeds that were put in water to allow them to sprout and grow into a plant. plant into plants are halachically classified as full-fledged plants as soon as they begin to grow or to germinate, he says, to take root and so on. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind, even though it's water and it's not soil. Therefore, removing the beans from the water after they have struck root would fall under the malacha of koitzer, as this is equivalent to uprooting a plant from its growth, from its source of growth. Moreover, the beans are muksa also. These things are muksa also, but that's separate. That's a problem also. But muksa, as we know, is a drabanan. Over here, uprooting it in most of these cases is mamish chayiv min haTorah. So it's an extremely important thing. One has to be careful. These are not things that people are so aware of, especially with the moth and the moss and the allergy and things growing in water and so on. People sometimes move it around on Shabbos, pull it out, pull it in, or so on. So it's a very important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so he goes on to say, on page 284, he says just a little bit further in reference to these beans and so on, these type of things that grow in water. However, the beans, for example, our case of beans, but it applies to all these things in water. However, the beans are not halachically classified as growing plants until they strike root, until they start to get roots. Accordingly, they may be, so if that's the case, before they started striking the root and so on, calling, they may be poured out of the jar before they show signs of striking root. So to pour them out. Now, the beans may not be removed directly because they attack a muksa, as we said before. So just to pull them out, you can't do it. If somebody pours out some of the water with the beans, pulling out the beans might be a question of burro. We're not going to get into all that right now, but just pouring out some of the water, let's say, with the beans, and they didn't strike root yet, so that would be fine. As long as one is not actually, moving it and touching it and so on. Accordingly, that's what he says. Maybe poured out of the jar before they showed signs of root. So if somebody feels, for whatever reason, they have to remove him from the jar, that's how to do it, just to pour it out with some of the water. But they have to be very careful to make sure that things did not start growing. They didn't strike root yet. And these type of things that are put into water before Shabbos, that with the intention of having them grow, of course. He says one more interesting thing, removing bean sprouts from a jar. He says a health food vegetable known as bean sprouts or alfalfa sprouts is popular in some circles for making salads. Some people make salads with it. However, serious questions of zoreya and kotzer are involved with their use on Shabbos. And he brings down that he's going to talk about it a little bit more in the malacha of zoreya. If somebody is involved in these type of things, again with this alfalfa, I'm not so familiar with what it is exactly, but these bean sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, these type of things, in reference to making salads, they should definitely ask their Rav, ask a Shaila, definitely before they get involved in all this, because it's running into two of the Melamedes Malachas, Zareya and Kotzer, the planting and uprooting and so on, and this is a major, major problem on Shabbos. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.